Hey, happy birthday. Thank you so much for having me tonight. When your wife invited me to this party, I have to admit that I was a little bit hesitant. She and I get along like really well at yoga, and she assured me that I'd fit in with your circle of friends, but you know how it is meeting new people. Since I moved here, I haven't really made any proper friends yet, so I really appreciate the invitation. Anyway, I bought you a little something. Surprise! It's the whiskey you like. Your wife mentioned the other day that you really like this one, and I begged her to let me buy it for you. I've been eyeing it off for months, and I am dying to try it with someone. You should see the look on your face right now. It's nothing really. Here, let me grab you a glass. Oh wait, you did like this one, right? Oh gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, please don't let me peer pressure you into drinking it. I'm not gonna be offended or anything if you don't want to. We can always try it some other time, or you can drink it with her. Like, it's all yours. Of course, I would love to try it, but it's your birthday gift. You can crack this bad boy whenever you like. Are you sure? Okay, great. I'm so excited. All right, I'll pour out two glasses. And here's to getting old, I guess. Cheers. Of course, I didn't drink it. I don't like whiskey. This is your second glass, birthday boy. I'm headed back to the party. Come on, I think they're starting a drinking game. Hey, are you feeling okay? You look a little woozy. You sure drank that whiskey fast, huh? Yeah, it's pretty strong. How about I put you upstairs to bed? Your wife? I don't know actually. I assume she's gone on the booze run. I'm sure she'll be right back. Here, let me help you up. Okay. Here we go, big guy. One foot in front of the other. Yeah, he's fine. He just drank too much. I'll put him in bed and I'll be right back. Okay, here's the stairs. Careful now, nice and slow. Don't fall, don't fall. Nice and slow. There you go. Oh my god, you're getting really heavy. Come on, man, use your legs. Yep, I'm sure you feel sluggish. We're nearly there. Your bedroom is right here. And we made it. Ugh. Oof, for a minute there, I thought you were gonna faint on me. Here, let me tuck you in. Here's a pillow, and I'll just go close that door. You feeling all right? You do look a little bit pale. Here, let me have a feel of your head. I mean, you don't feel too hot or anything. What's that? Your arms feel heavy too. Well, yeah, that's to be expected. I mean, you've had a lot to drink tonight, huh? Hey, listen. I have a confession. I know about the whiskey. Let me explain. Oh, you didn't really think I bought that for you, did you? Oh gosh, no. I bought it for myself. See, I know it's your birthday, but actually this is a present for me from your wife. Yeah, well, after yoga the other day, we went out for coffee and we got chatting, and she started telling me about how you two have been experimenting. The kinky parties, the BDSM events, and the more we talked, the more we realized that she and I have really similar interests. The only difference being, of course, that she has someone to practice on, since I don't really know anyone here. I told her all about this thing that I wanted to try, and she was gracious enough to give me you. And at first, I did think it was kind of strange when she mentioned the whiskey, but I guess it makes sense. Offering your partner a specific drink if you're feeling the urge to fall into those BDSM roles in public makes a lot of sense. I mean, being all like, "Hey, husband, I want you to be a submissive slut right now and come meet me out in the bathrooms," is not really appropriate in a room full of people at a work function, huh? Oh, don't bother trying to get up. As you're well aware by now, it wasn't just whiskey in that drink. I may or may not have slipped a little sedative in there. Just enough to make sure that you're not totally paralyzed. Though I'm sure it really feels like it, huh? Your limbs feel like they weigh a ton, don't they? And your vocal cords, they're so relaxed right now that you can't do much other than moan. You know, your wife actually helped me find this drug. When we went out for cocktails after the coffee and she came home super drunk, that night she got comfortable enough to show me some home videos that you two have made. Oh, Jesus Christ, I tell you what, you are such a fucking lucky guy. She is gorgeous. And, as it turns out, generous too. Because when I complimented her on her rather attractive husband, she got this almost evil glint in her eye. She told me all about how much she loves showing you off and how obedient you are. Almost like a good little puppy, always so eager to please her. And she was actually the one to suggest that I find out for myself just how obedient you can be. Of course I was excited, but like, also nervous. After all, you don't know me from a bar of soap. Like, what if you were too nervous or too shy to follow my instructions? Like, what if you got really into your head about it and you couldn't get into subspace? She assured me you'd probably be okay. But then she told me about how you two had discussed having you take a heavy sedative so that you'd be powerless to resist her. And then she suggested that I slip you the drug instead. That's right. Your lovely wife sold you. Well, rented you out, I guess, is more appropriate. But do you know what the best part of all this is? Do you know how much you cost me? You cost me the price of a single porn star martini. That's an investment well made, I think. Now, I know that the whole whiskey thing is usually consent enough for you two, and I did try my best to make it painfully obvious without giving away the surprise, but just in case, I know you're feeling really weak and heavy and that talking is hard right now, but if I've dosed you correctly, then you should be able to at least wriggle your fingers. Can you try it for me now? Good boy! Both hands? Great. You're doing a great job. I'm so proud of you. Okay, so this hand is going to be the please stop hand. If you wriggle your fingers on this hand, I promise I'll stop. I'll call your wife in. You can sleep this off and I won't think any less of you for it. But this hand, this is going to be the, oh my God, please, mistress, I need you to ruin me. Fuck, please. I'll do anything to show you how much of a good boy I am. Hand. You are so fucking gorgeous. Look at you go wriggling those fingers. Well now, let's get you out of these pants. Oh my God, you're even thicker than you look on video. Fuck. No wonder your wife is so eager to share you. Ugh, I can't hold myself back anymore. I have to touch you. Here, let me wet that delicious cock of yours. Fuck, I love the feel of your hard cock slipping between my hands. You like this, don't you? You like being so fucking weak that you can't resist me. That you can't stop a stranger having their way with you. She told me all about you. She told me about the things you like. She told me a bit about how fucking filthy you get when you're being edged. About how when you're desperate to come, you'll do anything. Well, that's the rub, isn't it? You can't do anything. You can't try to impress me. You can't fight back. All you can do is lie there and take what I do to you. Oh, would you look at that? You're already leaking pre-cum. Such a fucking slut. Well, I suppose now I must confess, huh? My intentions aren't all selfish. Truly, you are such a delightfully gorgeous specimen that it would be a shame not to share you. Now, if you'll just look over there on the dresser. Oh, of course, I forgot. You can't. Here, let me help. There you go. Do you see that? Yep. That is exactly what you think it is. It's a camera. And that little red light? I don't have to tell you what that means. I sure hope you put on a good show, little pet. Because if your wife likes your performance, she said that I can rent you out anytime I please. But it's also a guarantee for her that you won't embarrass her. Because if she doesn't like your performance, if you don't come for me, or if you don't continue to be the perfect, needy, obedient bitch you are, she has assured me that you'll be punished for it. And she already has an email drafted and ready to go out to all of your co-workers and friends. All she needs to do is attach the footage and hit send. So do be on your best behavior now, won't you? I mean, I'm sure you will be. I'm sure you might even manage a little whimper if I start fucking your ass, won't you? Oh, don't worry, I've got two hands. I can fuck you and stroke you at the same time, my darling little whore. Move your legs. Oh, sorry, I keep forgetting, you can't. What if I go just like this and push my finger inside you? Oh, sweet little thing, you're so fucking tight. You know, she showed me the video you guys took last week. The one where she's got you on all fours, face down in a pillow with this perfect ass in the air. And she's just fucking pounding her strap on so fucking deep inside you. The sounds you were making, babe, fuck. The red streaks in your skin from her nails digging into your hips as she pulled you into her. The vacant, slutty expression in your eyes as all you were in that moment was a toy for her to fill. Oh, fuck, I can't fucking wait to do that to you. I can't wait to have you on your knees, begging, praying to me. I can't wait for you to look up at me with those needy eyes, your brows furrowed, your perfect lips open, your tongue almost panting as you beg for my cock inside you like the desperate, cum-drunk sex slave I know that you are. Yeah, yeah. You can take another finger, can't you? Fuck it, let's skip straight to three. Oh, there's the helpless and desperate whimpers I like to hear so much. Don't hold back, sweetheart. I know talking is hard right now, but you don't need words. I want to get my money's worth. Martinis aren't cheap, you know. Well, I suppose you're pretty cheap though, aren't you? You're an animal, a pet, a plaything. All you have to do is lie there and let me enjoy you. Fuck, I cannot get enough of the sounds you're making. I wonder if your wife will let me rent you out regularly. By the end of the work week, I've dealt with so many fucking morons that I'd pay double just to know that I can come here and you'll be on your knees waiting for me. God, I almost wish you could fucking move right now. What I wouldn't give to have you use your tongue to please me, to please your goddess. And there's always next time. For now, though, your wife has assured me that you've not come in, like, what, 5 days? She assures me that these balls are full and ready to impress. I want you to come, not yet, I want you to come with one of my hands wrapped around your cock and the other one fisting you. Make sure to use your please stop fingers if you don't want this, remember? Those are the yes mistress fingers you're wiggling right now. Are they the right ones? They are. Okay, well, I'm going to count down from 20 and at 10, I'm going to stop using three fingers inside of you and start really stretching you out. Are you ready? I want you to come when I say one. If you hold off for too long, or if you come too early, your wife will be so displeased with you. And this video will be all over the internet before the sedative even wears off. 20. 19. 18. I cannot express how much I adore the sound of your ragged breathing, baby. Your tiny little whimpers escaping your throat. 17. 16. You look so fucking vulnerable right now. Unable to move. Too weak to resist me. 15, 14, 13. I hope you're ready for me to stretch you right out, little one. 12, 11, 10. Oh, there you go, you poor little thing. Oh, your fucking asshole is so tight right now. Your poor fucking cock is throbbing in my hand. You fucking love being fisted, don't you? Halfway there, I sure hope you can control yourself, you pathetic fucking slut. 9. 8. You are mine. I own you. 7. 6. I can't wait for your wife to join me next time. I can't wait to see you with the tears falling down your cheeks as you exist in a state of pure ecstasy with two mistresses to please. 5. 4. Oh my god, this is the fun part. I can feel it. I can feel that you're not going to be able to resist. I can feel how fucking hard you are. Give in to your mistress. God, you look so fucking beautiful with those tears in your eyes. 3. 2. 1. Fucking come for me. Come right fucking now, you disgusting little whore. Yeah. Oh, look at all that fucking cum. I've never had a pet as obedient as you. Or as pretty. You look so beautiful covered in cum, you know. And as gorgeous as you look, I will help clean you up. You won't be able to move much for the next few hours, but I'll stay here and I'll watch over you. Get some sleep. You must be exhausted. Your wife got back some time ago. I'll text her to come up and we can both spend the night with you to make sure you're okay. Yeah, she was here the whole time. She was in on it, clearly. Thank you for letting me play with you. I cannot tell you just how erotic this has been for me. I'm so excited to keep playing with you. And I promise next time there won't be any sedative in the whiskey. Probably.